My name is Ian Campbell McKenna, and in this Procurement in 5 Minutes, I promise to tackle some of the biggest challenges and also answer the questions that our profession and our industry face on a day-to-day basis. Welcome back, everybody, to our Procurement in 5 Minutes. And this is a special show for us because we're actually going to break the show into two segments. And in the show today, I'm delighted to be joined by the head of procurement at Amazon Fresh, Lauren Jones. Now, before I introduce our guest today, in the first part, we're actually going to discuss the impact of soft skills versus hard skills on success. And in part two, we're going to delve further into the question, including a review of the screening process. Hi, Lauren. Great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
It's a pleasure, and I really appreciate you coming on today because I know you're feeling very poorly. You've got COVID, haven't you?
I do. I'm fighting it off. Fingers crossed it's the last day.
Fingers crossed, and I'm sure everybody wishes you the very best and a speedy recovery. Now, we've talked about this, you know, before we came on to the show, and something that I know that you're very passionate about, and our topic today is really about the prioritisation of experience over people's potential and unique skills in procurement. And some people really believe that it's holding back the innovation and the success of procurement. What are your thoughts on this?
I really believe we do our best work and we learn most when we're in a team that thinks differently. And I think experience is no different to bringing diversity to the table in other forms. And as an industry, we're really restricting ourselves from having people who bring the right soft skills, such as inquisitiveness, resilience, communication skills, or just the energy and the enthusiasm to be part of the team, when we're writing job descriptions that ask for 20 years or 5 years post-experience in the same role. Potential is particularly important in procurement and something we definitely miss out on. We don't seem to look at people early enough in their careers. And I think some people I meet have the right passion, tenacity, and we can teach them the fundamentals of the role. We can show people how to negotiate or how to run a tender process. But we seem to be very rigid in how people move up the ladder in procurement. And really rarely do I see people given a shot early in their career. And that's something I see a lot in my counterparts' teams in creative industries or creative roles. And I think it's something we're definitely missing out on, where people can bring new approaches, new ideas, new energy to procurement from having maybe less experience in what we do, whether that's because they're earlier on in their career or perhaps because they're coming from somewhere else. Sales, legal, marketing, finance. And these people will bring incredible insight on what we do from the other side of the table. Yet, if a job description said must have 5 years experience managing a category portfolio, then none of them would make it through to an interview.
That's a really, really interesting point you make there, Lauren, that we do seem to be really hyper-focused on hard skills. There's a really interesting article, I'll say more of a study, by Harvard Business Review, and it found that 82% of job success comes from emotional intelligence and only 18% comes from technical skills. And that really highlights your point. If we look at, for example, a Deloitte CPO survey, 79% of procurement executives, they believe that their team lacks the skills to deliver the procurement strategy, and only 40% of the same executives feel confident in their team's ability to deliver value beyond cost savings. So this really suggests that there's a lot of room for improvement in the way that we hire leaders, that we hire procurement professionals, and we're so bogged down by the skill side of things that it's really harboring, I believe, innovation. Do you think some procurement leaders can be stagnant in their thought processes and they prioritise experience over potential or unique skills? And do you think that leads to missed opportunities for innovation success?
I can pinpoint two reasons for that. The first is that a lot of leaders are trying to be risk averse, right? They've got things to deliver, their reputation's on the line. Their safest way for them to do that is to bring in people who have done it before. But sometimes that doesn't mean they're the best person for that position. And it often means that while the external world is changing, procurement's not moving forward with the business or with the challenges that it's facing. And I think the second point to that is that people often hire who they know or what they know. So if they've been through the same process where they were told they needed to have 10 years experience to get the job, without knowingly, their unconscious bias will make them think that that is therefore appropriate, because when they had 10 years experience, they were good at the job. And they're not looking for new ways of doing things or challenging the status quo. And I do think in bigger organisations in particular, these leaders can sometimes be constrained by HR processes or documents that were written many, many years ago and have never been updated. But that is, I guess, where people need to be showing the value of change and the success that other business units have from bringing people in with different backgrounds or different experiences.
That's great, Lauren. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Great insights from another one of our thought leaders. Be sure to share the link far and wide. And of course, I look forward to our next 5 minutes together. Bye for now, and have a great and a productive day.